This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
There's a group of outpatient drugs that providers hope will be a game changer in the fight against COVID-19. They're therapeutics meant to keep the most vulnerable people out of the hospital. But it's impossible to say or trace who is actually receiving them. That's despite 2 years of a pandemic that has pushed equity to the forefront. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch brings us the story.
At the loading docks underneath Rush University Medical Center on Chicago's Near West Side, trucks line up to drop off food, sheets, and COVID-19 treatments to keep people out of the beds upstairs. The therapeutic called Citrobimab is whisked away to the pharmacy and stored on a shelf in a secure fridge the size of a walk-in closet.
We don't want to lose that. So we get a little bit of a special attention.
Erin Shaughnessy runs Rush's inpatient pharmacy.
We make sure that all the shipments that are coming directly from the state or from the state through the manufacturers are directed straight to the pharmacy.
Upstairs, patients will get Citrobimab through an IV to help kick the virus. Providers hope this therapeutic and others like it will become more popular. They're meant to prevent the most high-risk people from winding up in the hospital. Because even though Omicron has faded, this pool of people remains. But who is ultimately receiving the outpatient drugs in Illinois, and whether they're reaching the most vulnerable, is a mystery. The Illinois Department of Public Health is in charge of distributing these medications to providers across the state. But this agency is not tracking who is receiving them. Neither are many providers. And in Illinois, there are clear access issues about where patients can get therapeutics. Dr. Ben Brewer is a family physician downstate. In late January, he lamented the lack of treatment options for his patients.
Where's the meds? Like, are us downstaters that typically vote for Republican candidates in our elections, or are we on the short end of the stick?
There were infusion treatments available, but no pills to prescribe, an easier method for many people.
I would really like to get access to the pills, because I think that would keep a ton of people out of the hospital.
The state didn't send outpatient drugs to dozens of counties. The providers who do get them are encouraged to share their supply. After WBEZ raised questions about which patients are receiving therapeutics, the state public health department asked pharmacies to start tracking demographics and for the federal government to require it. In an interview, Dr. Arthi Barnes with the Illinois Public Health Department said, quote, "You really hit the nail on the head. That is a big concern. Once again, disparities in healthcare access are affecting who actually gets these therapies. For one thing, people have to know they even have COVID. They need to have a doctor. Then for some drugs, take them within 5 days of testing positive." Dr. Scott Borghetti with UI Health describes this frenzy.
If you wait 5 or 6 days to get tested, and then your test result comes back a day later, by the time your primary care doctor found out, Like, you may not even be in the window to qualify. And maybe more importantly, it's like the window that they really would have helped has passed as well.
A patient who has benefited is Josefina Andrade. She got COVID last month.
I felt like, okay, I'm congested. I have this cough. I'm sneezing. Going into the hospital, they're probably going to want to put me in a breathing machine.
Andrade was scared. She has diabetes, which puts her at a higher risk for ending up in the hospital. Her doctor quickly prescribed Paxlovid, a new outpatient therapy. Andrade had never heard of these pills, but she says she was persistent about messaging her doctor after she wasn't allowed to just show up in person.
I don't think a lot of people push. I think sometimes when you call these clinics and they tell you you can't come in because you have these symptoms, people just, they're like, okay, whatever,
She and providers wonder about all the other patients who don't even know these treatments exist. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.